الحمد لله الأحد الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله الأحد الصمد، وأشهد أن نبينا محمد عبده ورسوله المبعوث رحمة للعالمين. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, you have done well. You have earned for your places. You have earned for yourselves a place in paradise. You have earned the pleasure of Allah. I remind you and myself to have the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to fear Allah and obey Him, and be conscious of Him in your speech and in your actions, inwardly and outwardly. Whoever has taqwa of Allah, He will grant him a way out. He will grant him or her a way out from every difficulty, and provide for him from sustenance where he did not expect it. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, the greatest and most manifest blessing to this ummah, to mankind, is the sending of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The greatest blessing to mankind is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the upright and pure religion, the religion of Tawheed, al-Islam. This aqidah that was sent to mankind, this pure and upright belief in the oneness of Allah, through it, mankind is guided to all the benefits and all goodness. And through that aqidah and belief, mankind is warned and kept away from all harms, all sadness, and all evil. It is through this aqidah and its pillars, which are founded upon brotherhood, justice, equality, peace. It is through these foundational pillars of al-Islam that true peace is achieved. This aqidah, this belief in Allah, this iman in the oneness of Allah, it is through it that the self, the conscious, is purified. It is cleansed. Then the character is made upright. The conscience, the human conscience, is raised up to nobility, and it has the highest and most generous characteristics. Brothers and sisters in Islam, this aqidah, this belief, this iman that our beloved Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought to us, its foundation is a source of goodness. This aqidah, this iman in Allah, it is the source of all goodness, and its fruits benefit mankind. The belief in Allah, it is a firm foundation, and it produces fruits that lead to the happiness and success of mankind. That is because through this aqidah, through this belief in Allah, when one is careful to follow the commandments of Allah and obey them and restrict himself to his commandments, then the soul is purified from its evil. The soul becomes pure, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. He is successful, the one who purifies his soul. وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. And he is in loss, the one who makes his soul or her soul impure. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, this tree of faith, this aqidah, this belief, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes it as a tree which has firm foundations in its roots, and it has continuous fruits that bring benefit to mankind. These fruits do not come at one moment, but they are continuous, and they continue to benefit not only when it is easy in life, but this tree of Iman, this tree of faith in Allah, in Tawheed, oneness of Allah, it provides its fruit and its benefit throughout the hardships of life, in difficult times as well as in ease. Listen to the example Allah describes of Tawheed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says,
أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا طَيِّبَةً أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا كَلِمَةً طَيِّبَةً كَشَجَرَةٍ طَيِّبَةً أَصْلُهَا ثَابِتٌ وَفَرْعُهَا فِي السَّمَاءِ.
الله سبحانه وتعالى, he says, don't you see the example of the goodly word? The goodly word here is La ilaha illallah, the shahada of the Tawheed, the oneness of Allah. Allah says, don't you see how Allah strikes the example of the goodly word like a tree, a goodly tree whose roots are firm in the ground, and its fruits, its branches are in the sky.
وَفَرْعُهَا فِي السَّمَاءِ تُؤْتِي أُكُلَهَا كُلَّ حِينٍ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهَا.
And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, these branches, they bring fruit all the time by the permission of Allah. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the tree of Iman, the tree of faith, the tree of Tawheed, it brings fruit through the good that this religion causes for all of mankind. Without this tree of faith in Allah, this tree of Tawheed, mankind is lost. It doesn't have a path to follow. It is confused and obstructed from the path of life. Human beings, without the tree of Iman, without the tree of Tawheed, they are given to misery and sadness and despair and depression. They are confused and lost. They are confused and lost. Without Iman, mankind is lost. Allah, he says,
wal asr, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ.
By time, man is lost.
إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ.
Except those who have Iman, except those who have faith.
وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ,
and they do righteous deeds.
وَتَوَاصُوا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصُوا بِالصَّبْرِ.
They remind one another to the truth, and they remind one another to have patience. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the Iman in the oneness of Allah that the Prophet ﷺ brought, this Iman is a source of strength for the believer. The faith in Allah is a source of strength and energy. It is a source of goodness for the conscience. And it is a cause of finding peace when one is faced with the difficulties of life. When one is faced with the contradictions and the hardships of life, faith in Allah, it is the guidance and it brings peace. This faith in Allah, it gives mankind a path that is not swerved by emotions and feelings, the hawa. By having iman in Allah, it keeps one from being affected by the sadness and anger and despair, these feelings that sway others from the path, those without faith. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, faith in Allah, it saves one from fear and worry. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, فَإِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُمْ مِنِّي هُدَى فَمَنْ تَبِعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا يَخَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Allah says in Surah Al-Baqarah, فَإِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُمْ مِنِّي هُدَى. If guidance comes to you from me, from Allah, فَمَنْ تَبِعَ هُدَايَ, whoever follows this guidance, فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ, then he shall never have fear. وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ, and they will never be sad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He also says, إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ يَهْدِي لِلَّتِي هِيَ أَقْوَمُ. Indeed, this Qur'an, it guides to a straight and upright path. Brethren in faith, the tree of Iman, the faith, the correct upright belief in the oneness of Allah, is how a person knows the right path in life. It is how they know their goal or their purpose in this world. With it, they are able to live a perfect life, a life of uprightness. With this faith in Allah, the person, an individual, is able to live a life according to their innate disposition, their fitrah. They're able to purify their conscience, and they're able to rectify their affairs and remove themselves from all ugliness, all dirtiness and filth. Allah says, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Those who have faith, iman, and do righteous deeds, Allah says, سَيَهْدِيهِمْ وَيُصْلِحْ بَعْنَهُمْ. Allah will guide them and rectify their concerns. O Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the effects of iman on the self, on the soul, are incredible, are great, and its fruits in life are amazing. So in addition to purifying the soul from its evils and making the soul upright upon its innate disposition and correcting it, this iman also gives one perseverance and patience. Iman in Allah gives one hope. It gives one hope in this battleground of life where good and evil are always in competition, when there is always a conflict between happiness and sadness, hope and despair. This iman, it gives one security. It makes one secure and at peace. It gives one complete light and guidance. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, faith in Allah, it brings peace to the heart and security. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنَّ الْقُلُوبِ. Isn't it through the remembrance of Allah that the hearts find tranquility? Is it not by the remembrance of Allah that the hearts find tranquility? No matter how much one searches for tranquility and other than Allah, they will find an emptiness. They will find life devoid of guidance. It is only through Allah and the remembrance of Allah and tawheed in Allah that we find tranquility of the heart. We find peace and security from the vicissitudes of life, from the difficulties and hardships of life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He also says, those who believe and they don't cover their iman with dhun, which the ulama say is shirk, then Allah says they are the ones who achieve security. The ones who have faith in Allah and do not make shirk with Him, they are the ones who will have aman. They will feel secure in this life filled with contradictions, hardships, difficulties, tribulations. Through iman we find patience. We get sabr to deal with these hardships. And this is only for the believer. What did the Prophet ﷺ say to the believers when they have hardships? He described their affair as being in goodness. He said, amazing is the affair of the believer. If some good comes to him, he is patient and that is better for him. And if some hardship comes to him, he is patient and that is better for him. If good comes to a person, he gives gratitude, thankfulness to Allah, and he is rewarded for that. If some hardship befalls a person, he is patient for the sake of Allah, because he knows this is the decree of Allah. And because of that, he gets reward. And so his affair is always good, either when he is afflicted or when he is in bounty. Either way, he is getting reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, the faith in Allah, if human life is not built upon faith in Allah, it will be a life of despair. It will not have a foundation of goodness. It will be filled with hardships and sadness. When we have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are saved from the affair of many people who lose hope in Allah. People who do not have this iman, they are confused as to why do these hardships happen. But it is through faith in Allah that we understand the divine wisdom behind hardships. And this is why the Ummah of Islam has never been shaken by tribulation. Any other nation that was afflicted by the tribulations that the Ummah of Islam has gone through, they would have perished centuries ago. But it is through this faith in Allah, this pure, upright tawheed, that the Ummah has a type of immunity from these desperate conditions. No matter how bad the situation gets, the believer has his faith in Allah. So every other nation that has been afflicted by difficulties in life, they have collapsed and perished in history. But our ummah is protected from that, because we know and we believe in the qadr of Allah, and that every difficulty is from decree, is a decree of Allah. And we believe firmly in what Allah says, with every hardship comes ease. With every hardship comes ease. Inna ma'al usri yusra. أسأل الله أن ينفعنا بما سمعنا أقول هذا القول واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه الغفور الرحيم
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وآله وصحبه وسلم. عباد الله اتقوا الله حق التقوى. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, have faith in Allah and have taqwa in Him and have iman in Him and beware of disobeying Him openly and secretly. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which speaks to our reality today. A hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, an advice that the whole Muslim ummah is in need of hearing and adhering to. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, guard Allah and He will guard you. Guard Allah, that is, guard His commandments, and He will guard you. احفظ الله تجده تجاهك. Guard Allah's commandments, you will find Him with you. Beware or mindful of Allah's commandments, and you will find Him with you. And then the Prophet ﷺ, he said, if you ask, ask from Allah. And if you seek help from Allah. And know that if the whole world were to gather together to benefit you by anything, they will not benefit you except by a thing which Allah has written for you. And know that if the whole world were to gather together to harm you, they would not be able to harm you except by that which Allah has written against you. The pens have been lifted and the paper has dried. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, if we guard Allah's commandments, He will guard us. He will take care of us. In another narration, the Prophet ﷺ said, guard Allah, He will be with you. Remember Allah in times of goodness, He will remember you in times of hardship. And then the Prophet ﷺ, he said, know that victory is with patience, and that relief is with hardship, and that with every hardship comes ease. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم رد المسلمين إلى دينك ردا جميلا اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق اللهم طهر أعمالنا من الرياء اللهم طهر ألسنتنا من الكذب اللهم طهر أعيننا من الخيانة فإنك تعلم خائنة الأعين وما تخفي الصدور اللهم زدنا علما وإيمانا وهدى وتقى اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وقرة أعيننا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين. عباد الله اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان والإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعيذكم لعلكم تذكرون.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استووا
الله أكبر. سبحان الله الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر.
سبحان الله العظيم. سبحان الله.
سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر.
سبحان الله العظيم.